is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 14th of December, 2013. It's the birthday of Emmy Hempel, Chicago, 1951. Took a creative writing class. Teacher told her to write down her most terrible, despicable secret, something she would never live down. And she wrote her first short story, In the Cemetery Where Al Jolson is Buried, about the death of her best friend, which appeared in her first collection, Reasons to Live. Author of The Collected Stories, which came out in 2006. Amy Hempel, who says she starts each story with the last line and she writes until she gets there. Amy Hempel, who said, there's so much I can't read because I get so exasperated. Someone starts describing the character boarding the plane and pulling the seat back. And I just want to say, babe, I have been downtown. I have been up in a plane. Give me some credit. It was on this day, 1900, the physicist Max Planck published his theory of quantum mechanics, at a time when physicists believed that the interactions between all physical objects, from atoms to planets, would be predictable, although they couldn't quite understand how light worked. It was Max Planck who proposed that light travels in little packets, like bullets, which seemed impossible. But 5 years later, Einstein took up the idea of light traveling in packets, which he called photons. Einstein later said, I use up more brain grease on quantum theory than on relativity. It was on this day, 1825, elite army officers in Russia rose up against the Tsar in the Decembrist Revolt. They'd served in Europe during the Napoleonic Wars. They saw the social and political progress there. They wanted to abolish serfdom in Russia, create a more progressive society. A few weeks before the revolt, Tsar Alexander died unexpectedly, and in the confusion over who should succeed him, the officers saw their chance, and they decided to stage a coup. 3,000 soldiers gathered in St. Petersburg refused to take the oath of loyalty to the new Tsar, Nicholas, and the revolt was put down and the leaders hanged or exiled to Siberia. And today is the anniversary of the St. Lucia flood of 1287, in which 50,000 people died in the Netherlands, the result of a storm tide similar to Hurricane Sandy in 2012. It also affected the coast of England, dumping silt into the harbors of a number of port cities and redrawing the English coastline. Here's a poem for today by Stephen Dunn entitled Seriousness. Driving the Garden State Parkway to New York, I pointed out two crows to a woman who believed crows always travel in threes, and later just one crow, eating the carcass of a squirrel. The others are nearby, she said, hidden in trees. She was sure. Now and then she'd say, see? And a clear, dark trinity of crows would be standing on the grass. I told her she was wrong to under or overestimate crows, and wondered out loud if three crows together made any evolutionary sense. I was almost getting serious now. Near Forked River, we saw five. There's three, she said, and two others, with a friend in a tree. I looked to see if she was smiling. She wasn't, or she was. Men like you, she said, need it written down, notarized, and signed. A poem by Stephen Dunn, Seriousness, from his collection, What Goes On, published by W.W. Norton and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Engineered by Leszek Wojcik and produced by Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.